it's Friday, and for many people, it's a long weekend. And that also means for many people, it's an opportunity to watch more sports. So we've got our sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, with us to give us a preview. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
Let's talk very quickly about baseball, because there is kind of something big happening for the NBA playoffs. We're in the middle of seemingly never-ending Major League NBA playoffs. But in the meantime, baseball is trying to change their playoff format. What are they doing?
Well, it seems that they want to expand the format to include wild card teams, which will give small market teams and teams that are getting hot at the very end of the season a chance to compete for the ultimate prize.
Two additional wild card teams.
Correct.
But will that make the playoff season shorter?
It will definitely won't make the playoff season shorter, but I think it will really make it for a more compelling postseason in baseball.
A little more exciting. Maybe they're trying to get some of the March Madness feel into the Major League Baseball playoffs. Right? But since we're speaking of basketball, let's talk about the NBA. 16 teams advanced to the playoffs. That's, what, half of the league?
Pretty close to half of the league, yeah.
Yeah, and then many people complain. We've been in the playoffs for a full week now. In some cases, we haven't even gotten through the first round.
You're right, and teams typically get about two and a half days off or so. But this is interesting. If you're in New York or Boston, L.A. or Chicago, your team, your hockey team is in the playoffs and your NBA team is in the playoffs. Now, if you're a serious Blackhawks and Chicago Bulls fan, you're watching both games every night. That means you're watching about 2.5 to 3 hours of sports each night. That's, and you know, this includes the commercials and everything else.
For some people, that's not excessive, but it does seem like a lot.
It's a big commitment, yes.
But okay, all right. But there is an opportunity here, though, to possibly think differently about the impact. I mean, couldn't we change them to make them a little shorter?
Well, we could. Back in the day, we used to have the first round was a 5-game series instead of a 7-game series. I did prefer the 5-game series for the first round. It means that we would have been already out of this. The Heat would have wrapped it up last night.
That's true.
You know, other teams would have wrapped their series up, and we would have been on to the second round.
All right. But we have this question from our director, Jay. He thinks that there have been some amazing player performances, but questionable decisions from the head coaches. Do you agree?
I do. And I think it really came into focus with the Knicks versus the Celtics a couple of nights ago, mm-hmm. where Coach Doc Rivers made some really good decisions down the stretch. Coach Mike D'Antoni, it was questionable. And really, that's what you start to see in the playoffs. Not only do you see the players separate by who's good and who's not, but you also see the coaches, the strategists at the end of game. Can they make the tough decisions to put their teams in position to win?
Well, they're playing game 3 of their series tonight. Right now, the Celtics are up 2. Are you going to make some predictions?
I think the Knicks are going to win a game. I mean, it would mean a lot for the city and also for the team to win at least one game.
In New York.
No one expected them to win this series. So this would be great if they can get a game.
All right. What about the Chicago Bulls? Predictions there?
I think the Bulls are going to take the East. I personally think so. I know that Javier, who's one of the guys
here. Javier Guzman, our news editor, yeah.
So he and I, at one point, we're going to battle about the Bulls versus the Heat. And I think that they're going to meet.
The Heat's up 3.
Exactly. So I think those two are destined to battle down the stretch.
But you're saying the Bulls will win.
I think the Bulls have it. I think Derrick Rose is scary. He's frightening right now.
As you're exiting, you might want to avoid the news department because, you know, Javier can be very passionate about his team.
Indeed.
Are you going to make any predictions for us yet? Is it too long, far away from a prediction of the overall winner?
The one thing that Javier have in common is that Oklahoma City was probably going to come out of the West. It'll be Oklahoma City versus LA, and I think Oklahoma City's going to take it.
Wow. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor, ready to go out on that limb there. That's your sports.
Good morning.